Welcome to our podcast, where we talk about everything mental health and wellbeing related for health and care staff working in Bristol, North Somerset and South Gloucestershire. My name is Melissa.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are two clinical psychologists at the Healthier Together Support Network.
The network was created in response to the immense pressure that we recognised health and care staff were under through the COVID-19 pandemic. Caring for others is the profession, and to do so, we also need structures available to help care for ourselves too.
So tune in to listen to conversations between staff about different issues that can be impacting us as we share information about our minds, our experiences, and ways to stay afloat when we find ourselves in the midst of a storm. So today's episode is about safe place imagery. The first half of this episode is just going to focus on what imagery is and how it can be used to help us, particularly if we're feeling distress. The second part, I'm going to take our listeners through a guided safe place imagery exercise. When we are facing pressures in our day, at work or in our personal life, we can feel an understandable increase in anxiety or stress. And our immediate environments may not always be set up to provide opportunities to soothe us in. Luckily, as human beings, we have powerful imaginations that can revisit past memories of places we've been to or people we've met, or picture what we may be doing in the future. In psychology, we call this ability mental time travelling. And when we do this, it impacts how we feel. For example, if I asked you now to sit and think of an event that you have coming up in the next few days, which you're a bit nervous for, I can guess that you may almost begin to feel that apprehension as you imagine it. Don't worry, I'm not going to get you to do that again. But in the same way, we can bring about comfortable and calming emotions when we use our imagination to recreate a place that we would feel safe in, which is what a guided safe place imagery practice is. So if we're in an environment that is causing us stress and we need a moment to step away and soothe those feelings, it can be helpful to also bring to mind a place of safeness as a way to really activate those emotions that we need to feel in that moment. So that's what we're going to do in this next part of this episode. I'm going to guide us through creating a place of safety, and I'm inviting you to follow this practice as you listen and create your own. If today doesn't really feel like the right time to, then that's okay. Feel free to just listen, and you can always come back to it if you feel it could be helpful in the future. So this place can be anywhere you like. It can be real, like a place you visited or seen on TV, or completely made up. For example, a beach, a wood, a beautiful spa, whatever you like. I'm going to talk us through the practice, and you can use my words as suggestions or guides, but also if they're not fitting with what you're imagining, that's okay too. Just go your own way. And this practice will be about 5 minutes long, so find a place you can sit comfortably where you won't be easily disturbed. And once you've found your seated place, allow both your feet to make contact with the ground, hands resting in your lap. And if you feel comfortable to do so, closing down your eyes or finding a place where you can look, where you won't be distracted by what's going on in your environment. And I'd like you first to just bring your attention to your breath, how it feels to breathe in this moment. Perhaps you're noticing the sensation of air as it enters or leaves your nose. Maybe you're noticing the rise of your chest or your tummy as you breathe air in, the fall of your chest or your tummy as you breathe air out. Just noticing how it feels in this moment to breathe, no judgment. And if immediately your mind starts to wander, thinking about things from the past, or that's waiting for us in the future, narrating your internal experience, then well done for noticing. That's what minds do. They jump around like a little monkey from tree to tree, thought to thought. And in this exercise, it's just noticing when it's jumped and bringing it back to our breath. I'd just like you to change your breath slightly, finding your own soothing rhythm, where we breathe slowly in, pause, and then breathe even slower out. Just taking a couple of rounds of breathing slowly in. Holding our breath. And then breathing even slower out. Just finding our own soothing rhythm breathing. Taking one last round of soothing rhythm breath. And after your last exhale, I'd like you to bring to mind a place that
you can feel safe in. Perhaps you imagine entering this place. Maybe it just materializes around you. Just taking a moment to allow it to come before your eyes. I'd like you first to focus on what you can see in this place. What exists in this place where you could feel safe? Maybe tapping into the colors that you can see, whether they're bright, dark, pastel. I'd like you now to turn and look up at the sky, at the ceiling above you in this place. Perhaps you notice the colors there. If there's a source of light, can you feel the warmth of it on your face when you turn to look at it? If you look down at the ground beneath you, what would you see there? Perhaps you can imagine reaching out and touching it. What would you feel? It's taking a moment to think about what you can hear in this place. Perhaps there's a sound of running water, birdsong, gentle music playing. Perhaps you can hear the sound of wind in the trees. If so, could you feel that wind on your face? What's the temperature like in this place? Perhaps it's warm, cool, fresh. Taking a moment to think as you breathe in. Is there a smell here? Think about what you can see, what you can hear, what you can feel in this place where you feel safe. As you take a breath in, I'd like you to imagine how it feels to breathe in this place. And what does that breath bring? Can you connect to a sense of feeling relaxed, content, at peace? How would that feel in your body? And if your mind starts to wander, that's okay. That's what minds do. Just noticing when it's wandered and gently bringing it back to the sensation that you can most connect to. Now I'd like you to imagine that as this is a place that you have created, it really wants you to be there. It wants to offer you a place of rest, of comfort. It recognizes just how many challenges life can bring. It wants the very best for you and for you to be free from suffering. Let's take a moment to imagine how it would feel to accept that intention from this place. Just taking another look round, I'd like you to imagine a name for this place so you know where to find it when you need it again. Now I'd like you to imagine slowly leaving this place and coming back into your body. Coming back to the breath and noticing how it feels to breathe now. Perhaps it feels the same as before. Perhaps it feels different. Just noticing the quality of our breath in our body right now in this moment. And just before we end this practice, I'd like you to thank yourself for giving just 5 minutes in your day to really focus on yourself. And when you're ready, blinking open your eyes, coming back to the room. Welcome back. Giving our bodies a big stretch, making any movements we may need or will feel good after sitting still. Just taking a moment in your own time to check in with how that was for you. What feelings came up? Comfortable or uncomfortable? We're coming to the end of our episode today, but before I go, if you could connect to a sense of calm or safety after doing that imagery exercise, I'd invite you to have a think where in your day you could bring that practice in. Whether it's taking a break in a busy break room, on the bus or train on your commute to work, just knowing there's a safe place you can bring to mind to help bring some calm or peace into your day.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope some of the things we discussed today were helpful to hear.
Even though it's easy to feel as if we are, it's important to remember that we're not alone at the moment. If you related to anything that we discussed today, or you want to hear more about our service offer, please visit our website by clicking the link in the episode info. On the website, there's also a link for if you need immediate support. So stay tuned to listen to our next episode, and until then, take care.